I think the article started with a quote from Obama, that police can make their job a lot safer by admitting their failures. I don't even want to go down that path. This has been going on for as long as he's been president, as long as the Black Lives Matter organization has been around, the Al Sharptons, and you name it. The ones that have been out there, the race baiters, the haters, the anti-cop, the anti-law, the anti-firearm, all that. Now we have some Baton Rouge officers that were murdered in the line of duty. Again, if we can't protect the men and women in law enforcement today, who can we protect? They protect us, so we have to do something to protect them. We can protect them if you think the government isn't supporting law enforcement well enough by voicing your opinion at the ballot box when it comes election time. You can write letters to the editor of the paper. You can go online. You can call into talk shows. You can do anything. You can just smile and say thank you or hi to the cop down the street. But the person who runs the restaurant or the waitress or the waiter that refuses to serve the police officer, the ones that, go on and on. You see it. You see it every day, and it's such a tragedy as far as how law enforcement are being treated. Are there bad apples? Yeah, we've talked about that in the past. But these guys are just unbelievable. You can't blame the Freddie Grays and all the other cases for these officers being murdered. There's only one person to blame for the people that got murdered in Dallas and now in Baton Rouge and wherever it will be the next day, and the ones that were before that are the shooters themselves. Should they have had the guns? What about mental health treatment? All that sort of stuff. Of course, that's part of it. But when the person that sits in the office that runs the most important country in the United States of America makes dumb comments like that, I don't know. It's frustrating. You know, just before the Dallas shooting, I posted a commentary about morale in Dallas being low and that 40 officers have left. Recruitment and retention is so important when it comes to law enforcement. Keeping the people that you have and getting people to come on to the job, it's going to be more difficult than ever now. Most low paid, most underappreciated, most disrespected, but the portion of the population that is out there supporting law enforcement that say nothing, well, you got to wonder, why are you saying nothing? The next crazy person that tries to take a shot at a cop, well, he'll be dealt with or she'll be dealt with. Hopefully the law enforcement officer, man or woman, will be okay. But one thing for sure is they put their lives on the line every day for you. We shouldn't be criticizing them. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.